live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for September 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. After all, it is the supreme law of the land. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the greatest peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Said another way, our goal is to preserve the nation. Oh, by the way, that's Dr. Bradley's collegiate series on the topic and his lifelong mission to preserve the nation. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website, with his weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and a whole lot more. He's been deplatformed by the thugs, and so he's building back his video. I don't know if I dare call it an arsenal, but there you go. His video treasure trove of solutions and education and et cetera. And so it's taken a bit. He asks for your patience in doing so. Dr. Bradley, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live on a beautiful day, sir.
Well, indeed, it is a beautiful day. It's fall now, and to a lot of people that bespeaks something of an excitement in the air. And you know, there's a kind of a rejuvenating feel. It's still not so cold, but it kind of dampens your spirits. And still, it's not so warm that you feel a little bit drained. So this time of the year is a magnificent time of the year.
Amen to that. Couldn't have said it better myself. I love fall and spring. And anyway, summer seems to be my worst season for some reason. I just can't handle the heat too well. But there you have it. Anyway, Dr. Bradley doing a great job on this freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And that's why I point you to his weekly webinars, freedomsrisingsun.com, to get signed up for those. They're incredible and available and relevant for you and your family if you care about the sacred cause of liberty. All right, I got an email from Ron Paul, doctor, I might add, Ron Paul. And the headline says, this could get much worse. And I read that and I just thought, oh boy, yeah, you know what? Everything's going to get worse and what, la la. But I then took the time to review what he has to say. And man, Ron always has riveting information for you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what he says. Evidence is mounting that Anthony Fauci and his buddies have put the entire world in a very dire situation. And they all need to be shut down. Amen to that reality check from Dr. Ron Paul. And I don't quite understand, Dr. Scott Bradley, with all the dishonesty of Fauci. He's been caught lying over and over and over, from gain of function research, lies, claiming it didn't happen factually, financially. We've proven with the money trail and more that it absolutely happened. Okay, lying about masks, lying about vaccines, pushing to violate all common sense when it comes to the Constitution, all checks and balances, all God-given inalienable rights of the people. But yet, you know what? We seem to have not been able to get rid of this Joker yet. I mean, it's literally like the Batman and the Joker. This guy's the Joker. I mean, this is insane. But we haven't been able to get rid of him yet. You want to respond to that first?
Well, I can't imagine why Trump did not get rid of him. I think Biden still can't figure out what he's doing. And so that makes it a little bit more easily understood because of Biden's diminished capacities. But they're talking in this about germ warfare by spraying chimeric coronaviruses into the air. And, you know, a chimera is a mythological creature that's, kind of multiple heads and bodies and everything like that. It's a creation of somebody's imagination. And if this is a chimeric coronavirus, it probably is a gain-of-function type coronavirus that could very likely exacerbate the whole problem that the world has been facing for the last year and a half. And it is just appalling to me. I mean, who would do gain-of-function stuff that would bring harm potentially to mankind? who would release it on mankind? I mean, it takes some kind of really sick monster to do that. And it sounds like this is being discussed and potentially even has been released in some instances. And it's absolutely horrid. And again, Rand Paul called Fauci out for lying when he testified before the Senate. He filed a complaint with the Department of Justice asking them to investigate and discover whether or not he was lying. And if, in fact, he was lying, it's potentially 3 years in prison for lying to Congress. So, I mean, I don't know why people seem to think that he gets a pass on everything. I mean, it's satanic in its origins, it seems to me like, and I don't know who's holding him up, who's sustaining him, who's propping him up in light of all of the destructive efforts he's putting out there. And honestly, I look at what's come down in the last year and a half. I honestly cannot say that there has been a shred of science in this thing. It's all been slapshot, I guess, by golly.
It all has been that, but Dr. Bradley, to make matters worse, they're preventing any of us from getting any real treatments. Now reports are coming out in the foreign press, according to Dr. Ron Paul, that Fauci connected Dr. Peter Daszak. He's the head of, quote, Equal Health Alliance, which got the funding. He was proposing what would amount to, they call it germ warfare, by spraying chimeric coronaviruses into the air to infect bats. And he was asking for your money to pay for it. Well, listen to this. So here's the problem with this discussion. It's one thing for some whacked out doctor to say a crazy thing. Hey, let's spray this into the air and see if we can get people sick or whatever else. Hey, give me some money for it. And if everybody would have laughed at that guy and it would have been stopped, that's one thing. But now listen to this. In fact, Peter Daszak, this doctor who was asking for this ability, revealed in recently released video footage from a, quote, global health conference held in 2017, that the work was paid for by Anthony Fauci through the NIH. So you have a situation now, ladies and gentlemen, where this whacked out doctor asked for this and Fauci gave it to him. Okay, this is crazy. Daszak even went to the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency seeking money for this dangerous and reckless germ warfare program. A full 18 months before the first cases were documented. I cannot believe this is what we're dealing with. But if we don't face this head on, ladies and gentlemen, another one of Fauci's whacked out viruses will get out into the general public. So here's the question for you. You know, you got to debate whether the coronavirus came from a meat market or whether it was from a lab. We've now pretty much documented it's from a lab. The meat market idea is bogus. Then the next question you got to say is, was it by accident or was it intentional? And I would believe it would be by accident if they would allow people to get real natural health and healing treatments. But when they deny those to people, I have to say that it was intentional. Why else would you not let people get treatments? Why else would you down everything that's saving lives? So I have to say, not only was it leaked from a lab, but it was leaked on purpose. And here's the next question now. Did the gain-of-function research that turned out to be gain-of-distribution biological weapon, do they now have the ability to spray it in an area? So imagine patriots gather at an event. And imagine if somebody just kind of sprays. All it would take is just, you know, you'd walk in with your coat on and you pull out your little whatever spray and you just kind of spray something really quick or whatever. People might think it's kind of like Banaka or I don't know what they'd think and whatever. Or when people go into a room or right when people are about to assemble in a room, you spray some things and you say, Sam, come on, that's just conspiracy wacko stuff. Not when Daszak reveals in a video that he got funding for it by Fauci and not when he proposes this plan. And when all these things happen before the coronavirus has spread so wildly, how does the coronavirus all of a sudden appear in another country? And then all of a sudden that country has it morph into its own version. I mean, every country almost has their own version now. How does that all happen? These are the gain of function viruses that are made in a lab to be more contagious now, ladies and gentlemen. And then do you think they're being spread? Do you think this warfare is happening? Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul says this, Sam, I have to believe that another virus is exactly what these medical fascists want. Because of the massive transfer of wealth to the elites and political class that happened with COVID. This report about Daszak or Peter Daszak comes on the heels of a major expose about Fauci by Sky News out of Australia. The report ties Fauci to 60-plus projects in the Wuhan lab in conjunction with the communist Chinese military. According to Sky News Australia, Fauci was up to his neck funding coronavirus research in Wuhan, China. So maybe instead of calling it the Wuhan virus, we need to call it the Fauci virus, Dr. Bradley. But Sky News' Sherry Markson has been investigating Anthony Fauci and his involvement in funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and discovered that his agency funded over 60 different projects at the Wuhan Library or Wuhan Lab. When we come back, I want to talk about this more because you've got a war criminal on your hands, ladies and gentlemen. And Trump didn't get rid of him, and neither is Biden. What are his next schemes going to be? You're listening to Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, I'll tell you that right now. Fauci, in my opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, he's a war criminal. Evidence is mounting, ladies and gentlemen, that Fauci and his buddies have put the entire world in a very dire situation, and they all need to be shut down. All right? This could get much worse, says Dr. Ron Paul. Evidence is mounting that Anthony Fauci and his buddies have just absolutely betrayed us. All right, reports are coming out now in the foreign press. The Fauci-connected Peter Daszak literally asked for the ability to create sprays that would infect bats with the coronavirus. Now, Anthony Fauci wrote a paper where he said gain-of-function research was worth the risk of a pandemic. And that he even funded this research with the communist Chinese military. Mr. Fauci, who has been the director of the National Institute for Allergy, Infectious Diseases, etc., since 1984, he stayed silent during Oval Office meetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is critical. He stayed silent during Oval Office meetings at the start of the pandemic about the risky research that was being conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology under his hand. He stayed silent as if he knew nothing about it. This is criminal stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if you've got a doctor that you're depending on as your lead guy to stop this, but he's the guy that kind of funded it and he doesn't tell you what's going on at all. Okay, the medical tyrants, ladies and gentlemen, are leading this country off a cliff while Congress sits back and does nothing about it. Reports are coming out from all angles, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that even more viruses that were designed by Fauci and his buddies at the Wuhan lab, they're going to be more contagious. No wonder they can predict it's going to get worse. No wonder they can tell you that, oh my gosh, there's only one solution. Folks, wow. It's criminal activity followed by a cover-up, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. This is out of control. This madness needs to come to an end immediately before the next big virus is released on us. We got to stop this scientific dictatorship before it cannot be undone, is the kind of final words that Ron Paul puts on this. Dr. Bradley, straight to you.
You know, it's interesting. This really isn't a scientific dictatorship. It's some mad scientists that are megalomaniacs in their own right. I mean, you look at a scrawny little bugger like Anthony Fauci, and you think, oh, man, this guy's got his, I mean, he's on a roll now. He's got his power and his glory. You know, he's satanic in his origins. Truly, I believe this is a crime against humanity. And anybody that would pull something like this off needs to be held accountable. We do need some Nuremberg trials again. And there needs to be a full disclosure on this thing. It's interesting, back in 1788, James Madison said, since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachment of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. So working behind the scenes, night and day, pulling down this great republic, it's been Fauci and his folks. And honestly, there isn't a shred of evidence that anything they've done has had any value except for to make everybody sick and destroy the economy. And so what we have going on is total destruction of everything Americanist, and I just the megalomaniac that's occupying the mind of Anthony Fauci. You know, it would be interesting to say, well, tell me what you were thinking. Why do you think that we should be able to do gain of function on viruses that will make them more virulent and deadly, that will perhaps destroy economies and humanity's life? I mean, tell me what you think you're getting from this, because it is a complete baffle for those of us that have normal thought processes and aren't putting our hearts and minds in trying to create a tyranny. Now, by the way, it seems like it's going on. We've used this Jefferson statement in many instances. Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of a day, but a series of oppressions began at a distinguished period and pursued unalterably through every change of ministers, too plainly prove a deliberate, systematical plan of reducing us to slavery. I think that fits very nicely what Fauci and his goons have been doing, and I think it needs a full disclosure. I think that there needs to be a kind of a reconstituting of a Nuremberg-type trial, and charges need to be brought. It needs to get a full hearing. And let's just get to the bottom of it. I think that we don't, he needs to be removed so that he can't further his dastardly deeds, but get him out of the way so that we can get to the bottom of it, and then let's go into a recovery.
That's what needs to happen. The problem is that I don't really see anybody leading the charge for this except for a Ron Paul, a Rand Paul, maybe me, maybe you, a few of us. But for the most part, we're on a collision course with viruses. And eventually, if they have to, they'll bring out global, climate change or climate whatever is the issue. They're going to double down on this to the point where they're literally going to destroy our society over it. They're going to literally commit a reset, and I don't think we the people can stop it because there's not enough of us who are even willing to speak out about it, much less get engaged.
You know, it's interesting if you've been observing what's happening in Australia, for example. Holy cow. I mean, these guys have been locked down for a year, and their quote-unquote cases are continuing to spike. I mean, it's like Mother Nature. You can't trick Mother Nature. But they're absolutely destroying a once free people, and it will absolutely spread all across the nations of the world.
Now, what's interesting to me about this is that, they want you to believe that their lockdowns, their social distancing, they're shutting down businesses, they're getting everybody vaccinated, whatever they have come up with over the last year and a half, they want you to believe that it works. But my question for them is this: if that works, how are we having more spread than ever before? How come we're having the viruses morph into more deadly, more spreadable versions by the second? If everything they're doing is right, how come it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and spiraling out of control? How does that happen?
Well, nothing they're doing is right.
The answer is you got to acknowledge at some point that what they're doing must be creating the very thing they say they want to stop. It's like the war on drugs for a second. Hey, wait a minute. How come every time we fund the war on drugs, increase funding, double down on the war on drugs? Hey, there's more drugs. It's almost as if it fuels the drug trade. Okay, what we're doing is all wrong. And after a year and a half, I'm just asking everybody, can't you see that right now? Because if we would have done what they said and they were right on the points, we would have shut down this virus. Look, all we got to have is a 10-day reprieve here and lock down for 10 days, 2 weeks, and we'll get a handle on this thing. Oh, no, wait a minute. And then they go on. Well, if everybody gets vaccinated, then we'll have a handle on this thing. Now you've got the majority of the people vaccinated and they still don't have a handle on it. And we go on and on and on. At some point, everything they've said is a lie. Everything. And it seems to me that wouldn't it be obvious now for people to see? Scott, or am I just too hopeful?
Well, I think we have a level of mass insanity that's settled across the nations of the world, and we've been a year and a half with oxygen deprivation by preventing a full oxygen exchange. And so chips are shutting down in people's minds. But every single thing you think about, I mean, look at the, okay, it's safe and effective. What does that mean? Well, I guess the VAERS report is pretty direct that we got challenges there. Effective? Okay, so what if somebody has a vaccine and somebody that doesn't have a vaccine gets by them? Why does their vaccine not work anymore if somebody that's not vaccinated? I mean, it's just a facade. And literally they say, oh, yeah, they're 95% effective. No, they're not. You look at the way they've presented the disease cases across the world. It simply is not true. And so everything's been a lie. Everything. There is not a shred of evidence that anything has been scientifically thought through, and they say, oh, follow science. What science? There is no science. There has been no science on this situation. Mask mandates, the idea of social distancing, the vaccination things. I mean, every single thing has been a facade. You know, we're like, 79 weeks into 2 weeks to flatten the curve? I mean, come on. I saw a thing the other day that says, the hardest thing about 2 weeks to flatten the curve is the first year and a half.
I heard that. That makes the point, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. I got a couple of states and a couple of questions that I want to highlight about the COVID numbers that they've been lying about, too. We'll talk about it all in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted, the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420 to 9. The FBI has issued a federal arrest warrant Thursday afternoon for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, for his use of unauthorized devices following her death. The indictment says he used a debit card and PIN number for accounts that did not belong to him between 30 August and September 1st. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to? 82%
of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Americans are becoming restless in the friendly skies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes.
There was a recent case of a novel flu variant in the state of Ohio. It was announced on Thursday. Ohio Department of Health says a patient was found to be infected with a novel variant of influenza A. That's more commonly known as swine flu. This is the third report of the particular variant in the United States this year. The department recommends that you get the flu shot by the end of October. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, Americans and people around the world have an extreme case of psychosis. They want to turn to government to be the savior. Government mandated fast track vaccine that has turned out to be a bioweapon. I can't decide if the virus or the vaccine's worse. But the two of them together, ladies and gentlemen, are just disastrous. And if anything they've told us to do was correct, we would have got a handle on this virus a long time ago. But everything they do seems to exponentially increase the distribution, the infection, and the, whatever you want to say, the death factor of this virus. Listen carefully to what you've got here. In the United States, 42 million people have taken, or they say have got the coronavirus now. Now, Dr. Bradley, let me ask you an honest question here for a second. If they say 42 million people have been proven COVID positive by testing, forget the fact that we may debate the test numbers and debate their numbers and all that kind of stuff. Forget all that. But how many people have got the coronavirus, been asymptomatic so they don't even know, and or got the virus, thought it was a cold or thought it was like the flu or whatever and just went through it and they're now back and normal, or even had a pretty hard time and knew they had the coronavirus but didn't want to go get tested or didn't want to in any way engage with the system? So if they say 42 million people have it, let's just accept their number for a minute. What number do you think it is above and beyond that?
Oh, well, you know, the asymptomatic kind of thing, particularly with young people,
yeah,
it may be 80% higher than that. Who knows? I mean, we're all just guessing, but the fact of the matter is nobody can really say, and the, you know, evidence is very strongly indicating that those that had a natural case of coronavirus have a far better immune system than what is generated by the so-called vaccine.
We're going to get to that because you're exactly spot on, but I don't know the number. If they're claiming 42 million have been tested and already had it, then my next question becomes, what's the real number of people that have had it? Then all the people that never went to the doctor, all the people, I don't know the number, but it's got to be at least 3, 4, 5 times that, right? Let's just say that it's 100 million, 2.5 times. Let's pick kind of the middle road there. If 100 million people have it and there's 300 million people in America about, or let's say 110 million if you want to say 330 million people, a third have already had it and have natural and or whatever immunity. But then everybody else is vaccinated. We have certainly have got to be at herd immunity at this point, but they claim we're not. Now, they say 675,000 people have died. But I have some questions about this because I'm not very smart and I want people to ask questions. Questions are really good. In Utah, for example, they say 494,000 people have tested positive. So if that number's double, triple, at least a third of Utah has already had it. Okay. Now they say there's 2,804 deaths in Utah to date. So 494,000 have had it. I say the number's way greater. 2,804 deaths. Well, the reason this is important is because, listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen, this is really critical. If you take Utah, for example, and if 500,000 people have had it, and you've got 2,804 deaths, now that's sad for all those people that died, right? But just say 500,000 have had it. If you really double the number, like I'm saying, or triple the number, you've literally got one-third or one-half of Americans that have already had coronavirus, Dr. Bradley. And if we only have 2,800 deaths, if the rest of Utah gets it and it stays the same, you'll end up with about 5,000 deaths out of about 3 million people. Most of those deaths have been people with underlying conditions already. But this pandemic isn't true. When you have 5,000 people die out of 3 million people, and then we get herd immunity, it's not worth locking down for a year and a half. It's not worth destroying all the businesses and society as we know it. It's not worth that if 5,000 people die. Now, it's tragic that anybody dies, right? But then so let's talk to you about that first, and then we'll get to my next point. Think about that. If I'm right, they say 500,000 people have already got it, but I think it's double, triple that number. Well, that means one-third or 50%. And if you got 2,800 deaths, if it just spread and everybody, you'd be talking about 5,000 deaths at most. And if you would allow some of these other treatments to come to the table, like allow people to get oxygen, not as a controlled substance, allow people to get ivermectin, allow people to get some of these other things, you might end up with it going through the whole state of Utah, 3 million people, and have maybe 3 or 4,000 deaths tops from this whole thing. And you'd be through it, doctor.
Well, people seem to have forgotten that life has risks, and there's a factor all through life. I mean, mortality is mortality, and it's a part of mortality is passing on back into our the presence of our God. And in years gone by, there were deaths for other causes and reasons, but this past year they've completely. They've decided that there are no other causes of death. I mean, it's just everything is thrown on the coronavirus thing. So, I mean, the whole thing is a facade. It's a complete fabrication. And it's interesting to me that if you get the vaccine and you have an adverse reaction in the first 2 weeks after it, they call you an unvaccinated person. And it's like, no, wait. In the past year and a half, if you got anything that they could, in any way, shape, or form, basically push it into the COVID response things, it was COVID. But anything that was even partially even similar in any way, shape, or form, it all came down to that. And nowadays, if you get the vaccine and you have an adverse reaction within the first 2 weeks, which quite frankly, my experience has been that it happens way after the 2 weeks, but if it's within the 2 weeks, they say it's an unvaccinated person. So the whole thing is stacking the deck, and there's an agenda, and it's to destroy our whole society, and they're doing a pretty good job of it.
All right, I'm going to compare two states for you because they're very similar. You got Utah with 495,000 people that have got the COVID, according to their numbers. And you got Mississippi with 475,000. So there's only 20,000 difference between the two states. Okay? But Utah has 2,804 deaths, when Mississippi has 9,270 deaths. That's almost quadruple, right? It's at least triple. My question, doctor, is what on earth gives with that? You look at that and you go, isn't that worth researching? Why is there so many more deaths in Arkansas? It's quadruple. They actually have 20,000 less people that have been supposedly infected, but they've literally got, instead of 2,804, they've got 9,270, right? And I look at that and I go, it's at least three times, okay? How can't we research what that difference is and explain to people what that is? What's the difference in the deaths? Because that really directly relates, in my opinion, to, well, if it's just elderly people with underlying conditions, maybe so many people aren't dying from the coronavirus. Or maybe they die from the coronavirus, but you know what? They would have died anyway or whatever. But now you look at Iowa, it's got 6,401 deaths, way less, only 434,000 infected. But they've got over double the deaths than Utah's got. Nevada, only 412,000, so almost 100,000 less infections, but 6,880, well over double. Kansas, 400,000, so literally 95,000 less, but again, double the deaths. Connecticut, 385,000, way less by, you know, at least 110,000, but they've got 8,000 deaths, almost triple. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, but I look at that and I go, what? It doesn't make any sense.
And research is fairly easily done. I mean, you know, you can get statistics and you can do the analysis in the confines of your, you know, comfortable office, and you can run the stats. I mean, this is not rocket science. I mean, it's something that those that are involved in that kind of stuff are always participating in that. And you know what? It should be researched. It's very difficult. It may be a method of counting. It may be the people that are in charge that are, you know, agendized and everything. I don't know. But people are not, they're not making any sense with this. So, yeah, I guess I'm frustrated with it too.
What I submit we should be doing is we should be saying, hey, why in these states are the numbers so extreme? Triple, quadruple the deaths of another state. And then we find out why. Is it just elderly people? Is it that they're getting different treatments or the lack thereof? Is it that, you know, they're dying more in hospitals or more at home? Where do they die the most? What can we do to change the death rate? Like oxygen right now is a controlled substance. You know that, Dr. Bradley. And why not just say, hey, we're temporarily, while we got this coronavirus, it's emergency times, we're going to make oxygen not a controlled substance. We're going to make oxygen to where anybody who needs to breathe can breathe. Okay, I don't know why it's a controlled substance in the first place. But anyway, then what we do is we say, well, hey, in these worst states where everybody's dying quadruple, why don't we try some ivermectin? Why don't we try some hydroxychloroquine or some of these other solutions? Why don't we give the frontline doctors a chance? I mean, after all, it's a bloodbath. People are dying left and right. Why don't we try some of these things? Well, Florida's an interesting experiment. I'll tell you about in a second. Hang tight.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals that gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, so Dr. Scott Bradley's with me, so I'm just asking all these questions. I know a lot of the answers because they want us to die. You can say otherwise, but the proof is in the pudding. Every solution we can possibly find, the federal government's against even states that try to do right by their citizens, ladies and gentlemen. Headline from Florida says this: Florida acquires monoclonal antibodies from GlaxoSmithKline, by the way, that's a foreign company, right? After Biden administration's rationing. So the Biden administration rations these monoclonal antibody solutions. That's just one of many solutions. But the government literally shuts down, attacks it, you know, mocks it when Donald gets it, makes fun of it. People get dozens of doses, thousands of doses. Of ivermectin. Government just says, ah, it's horsey poop. Why, when we have quadruple the death and triple the death and more in certain states than other states, don't we research that and find out why? Where are people dying? What's the cause of their death? If they could have got oxygen, might they survive? Why not give them ivermectin? Why not give them these antibodies, etc.? Why not conduct some experiments that could get us to the finish line on this thing and make a difference? How do we keep people out of the hospital and let them live? Well, oxygen might be a good start. Most of them die because they can't breathe, right? Anyway, I go on, but everything points to they have promoted this. They have turned it into a bioweapon. You ain't seen nothing yet in terms of the bioweapons they'll release on the heels of this thing. And their whole goal is to destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth and destroy liberty for everyone on the planet. That is their agenda. The proof in the pudding is they're letting everybody die. No one's asking the questions hardly that we're asking. No one's calling the halt to the con game like we are, Ron Paul and Dr. Bradley and myself and others. And I look at this and I just go, everything points to their agenda. I mean, you've even got a governor of a state going, hey, let's get some of these antibodies in here to try to save people's lives. The government's like, no, not approved, not safe, not good. We're rationing it. No. And then Donald gets it. They're like, see, whacked out Donald into conspiracy theories, trying things that are not even proven safe or effective. But yet they roll out the vaccines and the booster shots and everything else. I mean, they literally are trying to kill the elderly. And I think my study, my proposed study would prove it, doctor.
Well, right from the very beginning. I mean, in March, beginning of March in 2020, I did a media interview, a television media interview. And the nature of the questions, the nature of their reporting that they did absolutely, unequivocally, completely verified that it was not just a kind of an agenda or something. It was a script. This, that right from the very beginning, the idea of mandatory vaccines was on the plate from the beginning. And you look at the World Economic Forum, for example, and their intention to reset the whole values, attitudes, and beliefs in the world based upon the coronavirus response, and it will destroy our nation. It will destroy our economy. It will put the elitists in charge of everything. And it's like they say, oh, you won't own anything, but you'll be happy. And it's like, no, that's not the way humankind lives. And that's where they've been going with this from the very beginning. And it sounds almost, it's like, what? Who could put something like this together? It's like it's a something of just unfathomable, diabolical, horrific process. And yet that's where they've been going for the last year and a half plus. So I mean, I look at what Utah did, for example. Utah declared an emergency about 3 weeks. It was 2 days short of 3 weeks of the first so-called COVID-related death in Utah. They declared a state emergency. Well, why? Well, because that's where the nation was going, and they were going to get the funding for that. And so Trump came out with these funding proposals. It's been a facade. It's been something that's happened. It's been rolled out as was planned. And we're in the middle of it, and nobody seems to ever ask any questions. People are bunkered up and hunkered down.
I hate to attack Donald Trump over this, but you know what, Dr. Bradley? He's either catastrophically duped or he's literally carried the ball for them, knowing and willing. And I don't know which at this point. But when he's the one that puts the vaccine on the fast track, when he's the one that basically now still doubles down and recommends the vaccines and pushes for them, at some point I kind of go, you would think, Donald, even if he was wrong in the first place, because I get how at first you could be kind of duped and think, oh, my gosh, we've got to do something. But nowadays, anybody should know better. The evidence is so in plain sight, et cetera. But again, he still doubles down on the same agenda.
Well, he put the so-called vaccine on, as you say, fast track. Well, it's called warp speed. Well, they took all the safety gates off of the thing. They ran it through in warp speed, if you will. There was no real tracking and tracing of the downside of any of these things. They can't possibly state it's safe and effective.
Well, because why can't we put ivermectin on warp speed trials and tests? Well, in fact, the frontline doctors have already done that because they're out in the field and there's so many cases of COVID, they've already proven it to be so, Dr. Bradley.
Well, and it is, and they say, well, the feds say, oh, well, it's not approved for this particular application. Well, it's a free medication, basically, and it's been around forever, and they're not going to go through all of the tests and everything like that on something, spend $1 billion to try and prove it into this. Somebody tried it, it worked good enough for me, you know. And so they're using everything in their power to discount any of the solution we've had. And I really, truly believe it's because they want to make the bazillions of dollars that come from a vaccine. Now, of course, they're going with booster shots now, and it'll be like, you know, how many booster shots you got to have every year? 2, 3, 4, I don't know. And each one of those is a multi-billion-dollar solution for those that are at the head of the companies. I mean, these people at the head of the companies are basically involved in secret combinations that will maximize their profit and minimize their risk without even bringing anything to the table other than just, hey, we've got a free pass here. Let's make as much money as we can. It's tragic. It's tragic. So I don't know. We have been duped. The nation has been duped. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time. But I think the magnitude of it is absolutely devastating in terms of what it's done to the economy, what it's done to personal relationships, what it's done to individual jobs, what it's done to the progress of the nation. We're becoming a people that just want to feed at the government trough. People say, oh, no, the government's going to send me money. I'll be okay. Yeah, I'll stay home and I'll do this. And it's like, no. You can't do that and have a society continue to operate. But that's the mentality people have right now, and it's part of our school system, our humanist religion school system that has basically decided that this godless religion without a divine God is going to run everything for us, and somehow people think that it's going to come out in the wash on the other end. Fine. It's not. It will not. There is going to be a comeuppance. There will be a price to pay. And I don't know how soon it'll be, but I suspect it's going to happen fairly soon.
All right. I don't know if you know, but the latest variant of COVID is called R.1, Dr. Bradley. And it rifled through a nursing home. And it literally infected and killed a bunch of people in a nursing home in Kentucky. And R.1, I guess most of the people in the nursing home were already vaccinated, but they blamed the non-vaccinated person for the one who spread it to the vaccinated. Well, if the vaccine works, there should be no problem because you'd be protected, right? But the interesting thing to me about that whole discussion is how do they know that an unvaccinated person didn't bring it into the United States? Or a vaccinated person brought it into the United States? Remember, the only way you're supposed to be able to get in the United States now is if you have a proven vax card or tested negative, right? So how did it get into the United States in the first place? It supposedly came from, where's this one come from? Brazil or somewhere? Anyway, now it's detected in 47 states, this deadly one that circumvents the vaccines blatantly. It's called R.1.
Well, I'm not so sure that they're testing and verifying and vaccinating everybody that walks across the border. I mean, we've had 1.3 million people come across this year, and they can't even tell us where they are. I mean, it's like, what did you do with all these people? I mean, literally, that is a D-Day invasion every single month of this year. I mean, this invasion that's happening basically is in similar size to the invasion that happened on D-Day in June of 1944. And so here's 1.3 million have come into our country, and likely we're redistributing them around the country. Now we're bringing in a whole bunch of Afghans that really aren't vetted. They've got bad documentation. There is almost no documentation on the people coming in. They don't even have birth certificates in that country. And so everybody's coming in, and it's kind of like, oh, yeah, we got a sleeper cell that just walked in across the border. It's appalling to me. And again, we're maybe shifting gears a little bit, but the Biden administration doesn't seem to care about the cohesiveness and the protection of our national standard and borders. It's just not happening. And so COVID is probably running rampant by all of those that are running across the border and being shipped around the country on buses and planes, ending up in Toledo, Ohio, and you know San Francisco, California, wherever.
And they blatantly admit, news organizations who are mainstream press have asked the immigrants, hey, are you guys being tested for coronavirus? And all of them are like, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
We never got tested or anything else.
There's no cap on this thing. It's being done by guess and by golly. Every single stinking step of this thing from Fauci's birth, probably. I mean, I don't know if I go right clear back to that, but everything that Fauci has touched.
Certainly since 84 when he got in the government in his position, and they protected him and controlled him, and he had AIDS scandals back in the day to scandals today, but we continue to allow these leaders to stay in place. And all it would take is a million Americans to rise up and demand that we remove Fauci to get it done, doctor. That's all it would take.
I don't know if it would take a million. I mean, why can't Congress say it?
I agree.
I mean, you know, it's like, no, we're not going to have this yo-yo bozo.
We're going to call Congress 10 times a day, a million people. So now you got 10 million calls a day going into Congress. And we're going to send a postcard. There's going to be a million of us sending a postcard every single day. So now you got a million postcards a day and 10 million calls coming in to say, get rid of Fauci. I'm telling you, it would take 3 days and he'd be gone.
Yeah. He's the highest paid federal worker in the nation. He's making over $400,000 a year.
Yeah, but he's also making money on the back end, too, to the tune of millions of dollars.
Well, he's got these patents and everything that are working for his, he brings these diseases up along and fosters them, and then he patents a solution, and suddenly, oh my goodness, we've got a solution to this. We're going to make $1 billion off of this. So...
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you wonder why we talk about this so much, and the answer is because I believe this single-handedly, if we don't get a grip, will destroy America. They will literally turn us into a third-world nation over this. Because it doesn't matter what supply chain problem you have, it doesn't matter what worker problem you have, it doesn't matter what life problem you have, it doesn't matter what food problem you have or air problem, everything goes back to, well, because of the COVID, then this and that and that and the other. And they're ramping it up. It's not going away. It's getting worse. Because now the variants that can't be stopped by the vaccinations are here. And the spread and the lethal capabilities as they refine their bioweapon continues to increase. Beware, my fellow Americans. For Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.